Welcome to Inane Stories. That's just my name, Inane, or Triple Ane. And this is our first episode. یکی بود، یکی نبود، غیر از خدای مهربون هیچکی نبود. Once upon a time, three very good friends lived in a big city. Cat, dog, and ass. Ass is in love with French fries and ketchup. In any opportunity, every time that he has €2.60 in his pocket, he turns it into fries and spends half an hour in a completely different world, a world so much more beautiful than this one. As Ass chews and sucks on each piece of fries, he sinks into a state of nirvana. And I say nirvana because what Ass achieves through fries is not pleasure, but peace. Ass firmly believes that pleasure and suffering are the same thing. Not even the two sides of the same coin, but exactly the same. In Ass's opinion, although it is not his original idea, any duality is delusion, and the two ends of any spectrum are actually one. Ass has seen half of the world and has his own principles. He has no income and owns nothing, but has a lot of friends in the neighborhood, all over the big city, and around the world. As he walks in the street, someone from the bakery might call him. "Hey, Ass, long time no see. How are you doing, my man?" And Ass nods and murmurs something in respect. "Chakaram, fine, brother, fine." In the next street, someone might lean out of her window, calling his name and greeting him with a face shining with happiness. And then the butcher, the bicycle repair guy, the grocer, and so on. I know Ass for a long time, more than 20 years. I guess that's a long time. And throughout all these years, I've seen different creatures, his friends, give him things. Not at all with pity, but with pride. And the thing that they give him is mostly either fries or fries money, because everybody who knows Ass knows his story with French fries and nirvana. That's how Ass lives his life. No belongings, no attachments, and even no steady place for sleeping. He moves from place to place, and every few days, weeks, or months, stays in a room in a friend's house or in the corner of the living room. During the day, he's outside and goes home in the evening only to prepare his simple bed and to go to sleep. In the morning, he wakes up before everybody else and gets out. My own theory is that he has a problem with staying under a ceiling, any ceiling. And so he tries to minimize the time he spends under one every day. Ass is direct, doesn't give a shit about other people's opinions, and always wears comfortable clothes. Now that I'm thinking, what I said about Ass having absolutely nothing is not precise. Because two objects cannot be separated from Ass. A string of green beads and a worn-out metal mouth harp, which he keeps in his shirt's pocket. When Ass has nothing to do, he plays with his beads or plays his mouth harp. So that was Ass playing his mouth harp. Now let's go to Dog. Dog is relatively big, with loose hanging flues from which spit drips, especially when he's excited, and deep dark brown eyes. Dog is romantic, energetic, and sensitive, but can also forget about things without great difficulty. Ass always gives Dog credit for not being a prisoner of what he calls the oppressive apparatus of memory, which simply means that Dog does not live in the past. Dog is friends with the butcher of the neighborhood. Every day, early in the morning, Dog goes to the butcher, Om Jafer, who himself is a dog 3 times bigger than Dog, with flues 5 times looser and longer. Every morning, after a long and honest greeting, Om Jafer gives him 2 handfuls of small bones, which Dog puts in his pants pockets, plus 2 large bones, which Dog puts in the 2 pockets inside his coat, where normal, decent people usually put their pens. Exactly 1 week ago, on a sunny day around noon, Dog was on his way to Cat's home, drenched in sweat. As soon as he took a right into a narrow street, a peculiar and fascinating scent hit his supersensitive nose and had such a powerful impact on his nerves that he almost fainted. His eyes stopped seeing, and a long line of spit hung from the corner of his lips and slowly extended until it came close to touching the ground. He was walking in darkness with no eyes as the smell intensified and the source got nearer. The scent became so intense that it suddenly sobered up Dog's brain. His eyes began seeing, and the long line of spit was cut off. A gray dog, medium-sized, with long hair and a fluffy tail, which curled at the end, stopped at the base of an old tree, 2 meters away from Dog, lifted up 1 leg, and with strange confidence and grace, peed. Dog went closer, without thinking, sniffed the air, and got intoxicated. Closer, sniffed some more, and his brain, lost control of his body. His nose took over and autonomously decided to get around the gray dog and push itself in between the licks. A kick to his stomach and a shrill scream from above brought dog back to reality. A middle-aged woman with short gray hair holding the end of the gray dog's leash was staring at dog with her violent gray eyes. After some seconds of mutual silence and stillness, the lady pulled the leash and left with the gray dog, whose end of the tail curl was even more exaggerated than before. Dog fell deeply in love. That was exactly 1 week ago. We'll come back to this. Cat is intelligent and lazy. When she was younger, Cat was in love with mathematics. She still is, but not as much as she used to. Cat studied mechanical engineering in university, bachelor and master of science. Even now, when she's faced with a problem, she tries to apply her engineering knowledge. She has an analytical mind and a small flat with a balcony. In the corner of her living room, right under the big bright window, she has a couch, which is her ideal spot in this endless universe. Everybody knows that in Kat's perfect world, she would never have to leave her couch. To understand Kat's personality better, I have to tell you the rest of the story of dogs falling in love last week around noon. But first, let me tell you that the cat loves catnip, the mint family plant that makes cats high. And she grows it in her apartment in three pots next to her couch, right under the sunny window. Whenever she is tired or needs to charge her batteries, she throws some of the leaves in her mouth and starts chewing with exaggerated jaw movements. Last week, when the middle-aged woman took away the gray dog, dog, on the one hand, wanted to follow them, and on the other, remembered her shrill voice and the kick to his stomach, and so decided to stand still. After some time, he started walking in the opposite direction, and his legs took him to Cat's house. He sat on the ground in front of the door, and while he still had the gray dog smell in his nostrils, sank into some very intense thinking. Sometime later, a couple of hours later, Ass suddenly showed up, his left hand holding a cone of fries and the index finger of the right hand being sucked dry of ketchup. Ass sat down next to dog. "What's happened, dog, baby?" Dog turned his head towards Ass with wet, sparkling eyes and some spit hanging from the corner of his lip. As soon as Ass saw the look in dog's face, he knew it. Ass said, "Come on, dog. Let's go upstairs. I've got two more fries for you and Cat." Dog, while was being helped to stand up, said, "Where did you get money from, Ass?" Ass said, "Money, money, money. Ass doesn't need money. Ass's God is kind. A friend of mine who's been doing really good recently gave me 15 euros, which makes exactly five fries. I mean, like exactly five fries. I gave two to some friends on the way. I'm eating the other one and got two more for you and Kat." Come on, dog. Let's go up. It was around noontime, and sun was pouring in from the window on Cat, who was lying on the couch on her belly. As soon as Cat sees them, she says, "Oh my God! What's wrong with you, dog? Look at those eyes and lips. Your spit is reaching the floor, man." Ass says, "Hey, Cat. You see, dog has had a very hard day. He's fallen in that Cat says, "He's fallen in what?" Ass is like, "He's fallen in love." Cat sits up. "Come on, sit down, dog. Tell me what happened." Dog says, "I don't know. The smell, Cat. Her smell. I still have it in my nose and my lungs. It was like 3 hours ago, man. But the smell, Cat, is still there." Cat says, "Mm-hmm. Right. But why do you look so pathetic then? You've fallen in love." Ass says, "That's what I told him too. Guys, come on, have some fries." Cat says, "Oh shit, I love you so much, ass. So crunchy. Where did you get it from?" Ass says, "What do you mean, where? Ass selects for you the best fries on the face of this earth. Dog, come over here. Get your fries, man." Dog says, "I don't want fries. I have my own stuff." And he takes a big bone from the right pocket inside his coat, begins chewing and sucking, and tells them everything exactly as it happened earlier. Cat, who has finished his fries, throws a handful of catnip in his mouth and starts chewing. "So you lost them. Don't worry. We'll find her." Dog says, "In such a big city, sister?" Cat says, "Yes. There must be a way. Let me think a little bit." It sits on the floor, cross-legged, and closes her eyes. Ass, while he's putting the last fries in his mouth and sucking his thumb and index finger, "Leave it to Cat, dog. She's smart." Dog, unconvinced, keeps gazing blankly at something in front of him that does not exist. After a while, Cat slowly comes out of her meditative state. As she opens her eyes, she throws some more catnip in her mouth and sits right in front of Dog. "Okay, let's start from the beginning. You told me that you fell in love. I assumed that it was a dog, right?" Dog says, "Yes, it was a dog." "Very good. The next question. Was it a male or a female?" Dog says, "Female. I mean, I think. Well, honestly, I couldn't confirm her gender with my own eyes. I was just feeling the smell. I even put my head almost in between her legs, but I can't say for certain that it was a female." "What a great question, Cat. Now that I'm thinking about it, who says that it was a female? Maybe it was actually male. Well, I lost my mind because of her smell. Or his smell. Oh shit, this gender thing again." Cat says, "Yeah, I see. But now that I'm thinking about it, I have to say that gender wouldn't change anything about what I wanted to say. So forget about it. Irrelevant question. And where did you see her? Or him? Dog says, two streets down the butchery of my friend. Ass says, it's not far from here. Cat says, listen, I have some ideas. And her eyes are starting to show how high she is. She picks up a notebook from the floor next to the couch and begins drawing and writing. Okay. So, a human who is walking her dog, right? A human who is walking her dog would rarely walk for more than an hour, right? Okay. Just to be on the safe side, let's assume an hour and a half, which means like 45 minutes in each direction, right? Now, if we assume that the average speed of a human walking her dog is 3 kilometers per hour, which is already too much because these own dogs want to pee at each and every tree and street lamp. But let's assume 3 kilometers an hour. Now, how much would she walk in 45 minutes? That's 45 divided by 60 times 3,000, which is 2,250 meters. Now, that means from where you saw them, two streets after the butchery, we have to draw a circle with 2,250 meters in radius. Dog's mouth stays open in awe. Ass says, wow! Keep going, cat! Cat says, alright, so a circle with 2,250 meters in radius. Now, how far can a normal person see? I mean, if you stand at a certain spot, like in a street where your both sides are open, how far can you see? How many meters away? Let's assume that you want to identify a dog. Ass says, something like 300 meters? Exactly, Ass. Thank you. 300 meters in each direction. That would mean a circle with 300 meters in radius, right? Now, to compare the two circles, 2,250 divided by 300 powered by 2 is around 56. Which means that we have 56 of those small circles inside that big circle. Now, if we assume that each person can cover 3 of these smaller circles every day, with 3 people, it would take 56 divided by 3 divided by 3, 6.22 days to find her. In the worst case, if we are 6 people, we will find her in 6.22 divided by 2, which is 3.11 days, or let's say 3 days. In the worst case. So, in addition to us 3, bring me 3 more people, and I will find the gray dog probably in 2 days, if not in 3 days for sure. But you all have to listen to my instructions carefully. Dog's eyes shine with tears, and cat's eyes are red from catnip. Instead of dog, ass manages to open his mouth. You don't worry. I bring 3 people any day you want, anywhere you want. Oh, I almost forgot. A friend of mine gave me a bottle of arak today. You know arak? It's like vodka, right? Dog, now that your love issue is solved so beautifully, go make some cucumber yogurt dip. Let's drink this thing. And you see, cucumber yogurt dip is how we drink out arak. Dog swallows the tears behind his eyes and says, you're the boss, ass. And cat with a red eye, says, "The wisest ass in the world." Thank you.